With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.
Something you probably do know. Progressive can not only offer you a great price when you bundle home and auto, they offer you round-the-clock protection. Something you probably don't know, a driveway basketball hoop, including the base, weighs around 400 pounds. Something you probably do know, there's a windstorm coming. Something you probably don't know, a basketball hoop tipping over can poke a hole in a car roof like a can opener. Bundle your home and auto with Progressive and get more than a great price. Get round-the-clock protection. Something you know for the things you don't know. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers and subject to policy terms. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
No, I agree. You know, if you look, if you see the teams getting announced each week, you're not really entirely sure what to expect. And again, you know, we'll caveat it with bad fortune with injuries. And also, let's point out, because people can get very sensitive, nobody's calling for Ancelotti to be, you know, sacked, far from it. We're just kind of discussing the campaign so far. And yeah, you know, I think it has been at times, for me personally anyway, a little bit concerning. You know, although I've enjoyed the season, I've enjoyed the wins against Liverpool, I've enjoyed being up there, you know, in and around the European conversation. It's been difficult for me to ignore the things that through my work I know are normally indicators as to how sustainable form is. And you know, even if I run through some of them now, Matt, just, you know, I'll bring up the... So Everton are currently the fourth lowest for shots per 90, eighth highest for number of shots faced, which you might... Sometimes when you talk about that, people say, well, I don't care about having loads of shots, I'd rather just be clinical. But the thing is, being clinical isn't sustainable. You know, you find even the best forwards go through hot and cold spells. It's just how it is. You know, even the greats like Harry Kane and Vardy's, and, you know, sadly to mention them, but, you know, the Salahs out there, they go through stages of being on fire and then it'll drop off. And the benefit of being a sat team who creates a lot of chances is, you know, it's obvious more chances gives more opportunities to miss one or two and, you know, convert a third and things. If you're asking your forwards to convert one big chance per game, you know, that isn't easy. And that can kind of impact things like your goal return. If you look at Everton's goal difference this season, it's Everton's goal difference as it stands is plus three. Now, I'll just read off the teams around that European conversation. So Everton are on plus three. Tottenham are on plus 17, Liverpool plus 16, Chelsea plus 19, West Ham plus 12, Leicester plus 18, and then you got the two Manchester clubs, you know, above that again. Like those metrics alone kind of show Everton as an outlier. And I said it a little bit earlier, I feel like a lot of Everton's games have kind of been coin tosses that could go one way or the other. And Everton have won 14 games this season of 10. Have been by one goal margin. No, so there has been, you said it before, really fine margins. I do think that's the case. And I feel like that's been the case for a while. I feel like it was like that on the silver. The difference was, I thought silver suffered from being quite unlucky at times. You know, if you think of the Brighton VAR stuff where they got beat 3-2. And another key thing was Silver's Everton were really poor from set pieces, whereas Ancelotti's used that to his advantage, which is a positive, of course, and it's won games for us.
Even that season feels like it's dried up a little bit, though, recently. It does, like a get-out-of-jail thing for us, wasn't it, in games? But that's it, for a while.
The thing is, you can be good at set pieces, and it can add, if you're really good, it could add maybe 10 points across the course of a campaign. But again, in the same way you can't rely on being clinical. Like, I remember on social media, there was a thing going around where a lot of Everton fans were sharing a visualization of Everton being the most clinical side. And to me, that just isn't a good sign. You know, I'd rather be the team creating a lot of chances. And, you know, in the same way that you can't just rely on being clinical, you can't rely on set pieces every week to score goals, because inevitably, like we're seeing, like you've just said, they will start to dry up. Just even now, I'm just having a look at the extra. I mean, I don't know. So you'll have some people who listen to the show, obviously, Matt. You'll know the audience better than me, who'll be quite on board with things like expected goals, and others won't. But I think it's, in terms of what's available right now, I think it's the best kind of performance indicator that we have, along with, say, like shots generated and stuff. And across the Premier League this season, Everton's opponents have had an XG of roughly 1.5 per 90, and Everton have been 1.39. Everton have averaged 9.3 shots, and Everton's opponents have averaged 12.7. So if you're getting outshot and losing the XG more on average than your opposition, you normally find that you tend to be a bottom half side. So for Everton to be where they've been is been good, but it's also no surprise that now we're looking at a team who haven't won in 5 matches.
I did sort of feel like, coming back from this recent break, that we might have saw a bit more of an expansive Everton. Obviously, it felt like they were keeping Rodriguez back. You know, they think they played him at times this season, but he's not been fully fit. But they were happy to wait for him to get fully fit this time. And maybe would have seen a bit more of an expansive team if all of our midfielders weren't injured at Brighton and going forward. But I think what does worry me a little bit about all this as well is that I think Ancelotti's going to be here for, there's obviously, he said he wants to stay until we move into Bramley Moor. I don't know how realistic that is, but I think he himself and the signings that he made in the summer indicated this is going to be sort of about the here and now. You know, we signed one player who was 27 in Decore, and two who Rodriguez is 30 in July, and Alan, who's 30 now as well. And it did sort of feel to me, mate, as though this was a bit of a move away from the long-term planning that maybe they look to be doing with someone like Marco Silva and Brands being there as well. It felt as though Ancelotti had sort of taken hold of this recruitment, picked a lot of those players we brought in, obviously maybe Ben Godfrey aside from that, but it did sort of feel as though this was a team that was not for the here and now, but certainly for the medium term. And already we've seen, you know, Alan's been injured for a lot of the season. James has been injured for a lot of the season. Decore, bit of a freak one, obviously. But it does sort of feel as though while we're all sitting here saying it's going to take time, this, you know, and it will. Maybe, I don't know, I'm sort of not looking at it through the same sort of long-term lens that it would be with someone like a Silva or a Martinez when he first came in.
Yeah, I think I agree totally. I think there's a lot of... The problem is, look, there's a lot of pressure, isn't there, on Everton to be successful now because of everything that's come before over the past, 25 years, out of the trophy. A lot of seasons of nothingness, if we're being brutally honest, you know, kind of between 7th and 12th in the table most years, don't tend to do a lot. Beyond the odd results that give you the good afternoon, big wins that... It's just kind of the same season I'm repeating. I think there's this pressure now to kind of go and be successful. Like this season, you know, it was a really good start, and now it kind of feels like European football is the bare minimum, you know, if we want to deem this season a success, which I do agree about because we got to ourselves to a really good position with the in terms of points on the board at least. But it's hard, isn't it? Because you know how much of a swing can you really do in one season? I mean, I was having a quick look now, and Everton are 12 goals, and this is just goal difference wise. They've had a 12 goal swing their favour from this stage of last season, and 10 points better off too, which in isolation it is, you know, is progression, isn't it? It's clear, but it just doesn't feel like enough. And I think that goes back to what you were saying at the start of the question, I guess, where you were kind of referencing that it feels a little bit more short term. I'd argue it's really difficult to distinguish the plan altogether, which is a problem in itself, because maybe is it a case of trying to still bring in your Godfrey's, but you know, having that experience. It feels like Brands to me wants to do like, you know, the PSV thing of bringing really young players in, and kind of either building this squad to all kind of come through at the same time, hit the prime years at the same time, find these gems and either sell them off at a profit, or obviously they thrive within the team. Well, Ancelotti's got this kind of task of bringing in these tried and tested and working players that he knows who are just quality, that he can bring in, have an instant an impact on the team. And, you know, James Rodriguez has done that, hasn't he? Yeah. Sorry, James. He's contributed a lot of goals, but he's also not, you also can't really rely on him because he's not fit enough. So
you can't really build around him, or, you know, and maybe Alan as well. I'll probably put in this category now, given the recent injuries. Is that you can't really look at them and say, you know, they're going to be crucial pieces for this Ancelotti project, in inverted commas, because, you know, not only are they a little bit injury prone, and they've shown that already, but they're getting towards the age where, you know, you're going to be looking to replace them again in a couple of years.
And so you've got that problem of, you know, having to replace these aging players, and I think you've got another problem with each year that goes by that you don't really do anything of note. Your top players already in place that you're planning to build around then become targets for bigger clubs who are currently successful. And I know a friend of the show, Rob. I missed it when he first said it, but he tagged me in that tweet with yourself about, you know, potentially Calvert-Lewin, you know, being at risk of being poached in some form this summer. And I think him and Richarlison are going to be targets for some big clubs this year. So, you know, we're talking about adding to the good players we've already got. But if this season kind of pans out to nothingness, I think it could be tough to kind of hold on to your kind of better players.
Cookie wants to be a professional wrestler.
I'm Cookie Serratos, and I'm 11 years old.
She also wants to win all the medals. That's why Cookie and her family make every day count, squeezing out her best with Go-Go Squeeze.
Okay, Cookie, let's break for a Go-Go Squeeze.
Go-Go Squeeze fruit-on-the-go pouches are a nutritious snack made from 100% fruit with no sugar added.
Go, Cookie!
Because when you nurture your kids, you squeeze out the best in them. Squeeze out their best with Go-Go Squeeze. Not a low-calorie food. Products range from 11 to 13 grams of sugar and 60 to 70 calories per serving.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.